Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Monday, 11th of Av, 8th of August. Rabbi Eli Siegel Schlitter, are there 10 commandments? This week's Torahway has been sponsored lechvod Simchas Bar Mitzvah of Rafi Strom, Nereyoim, last Shabbos. He rotzen shisku horov uzkeinov, Rav Nachas Simena Mikol Yotzei Chalotzehem.
Good morning. The title of this shiur is, are there really 10 commandments? Or maybe I'd say 10 commandments, or maybe not. And we'll explain. Be'ezer Hashem. In this week's parasha, Parashas Ve'eschanan, we have the Aseres HaDibros. We've had the Aseres HaDibros in Parashas Yisrael. And now in Mishnah Torah and Sefer Devarim, we have the Aseres HaDibros once again. Albeit with quite a number of differences between the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Ve'eschanan and the ones in Parshas Yisroi. And in fact, there are some Mefarshim which say that the text or the wording of the Aseres HaDibros in Parshas Yisroi is what was written in the first Luchos, which was subsequently broken, and the text which we have in Parshas Ve'eschanan is what was written in the second Dibros, the second Luchos. But either way, I'd like to focus on the first one, the first of the Aseres HaDibros, which is Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Ve'eretz Mitzrayim Beis Avodim. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out from Mitzrayim. Now, simply read, Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not necessarily a mitzvah. It's a statement. It's a fact. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just telling us the fact that I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim. However, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Aseh Aleph, the Rambam, when he records all the mitzvahs in the Torah, and he goes to the Mitzvah Aseh, he goes to the Mitzvah Loisa Aseh, so Mitzvah Aseh Aleph is the mitzvah of Anoich Hashem Lekecho, and we'll see how he describes this mitzvah. In fact, just as an aside, it's interesting to note in going through the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, it's interesting to work out what is the Seder, in what order did the Rambam actually list the mitzvahs and record the mitzvahs. For example, the Chinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch, who generally follows the opinion of the Rambam in how he enumerates and calculates the mitzvahs, so the Chinuch goes systematically through the parashas and the Torah. The Rambam, it seems in a way sometimes a little bit haphazard. And I remember, many years ago, I've tried to retrieve and find what I saw, but I think it was a tshuva of the Radvaz, where the Radvaz, the question is asked there, what is the order of the Rambam of the Sefer HaMitzvos? But I've tried to track it down, and I haven't been able to find it, so maybe I saw it somewhere else, or I don't know, maybe I have to start looking at a computer properly to find it. But either way, the Rambam's first mitzvah is the mitzvah of Anoich Hashem Lekecha. And I'm going to read the mitzvah. It's a short mitzvah, but there are some very interesting things over here. So he says, HaMitzvah HaRishonah, and the first mitzvah is, Hi HaTzivui Asher Tzivonu LaHamin HaElokus. So the Rambam first of all tells us that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, although translated simply, is a statement, it's not merely a statement, it's a commandment. It's a commandment to believe that Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. V'hu shenamin sheyesham ilo v'sibo, there's somewhat a cause who poyel l'chol ha'mitzois, who creates or brings about everything which is found, everything which happens. V'hu omra yisporach Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. So that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to believe that there's a Rebbeinu Shel Olam who created everything and makes everything happen constantly. Then the Rambam continues and he says like this, Uvesoif Gemara Makkos. A famous Gemara right at the end of the Makkos, the Gemara says, Omru, the Gemara says, Tariag mitzvahs nemru loy l'moshe b'sinai. There were 613 mitzvahs which were told to Moshe in Har Sinai. Maikara, What's the pasuk? Where do we see so? Where do we find a source to this? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk: Torah tzivalonu Moshe. Kloimar minyan Torah. Torah tzivalonu Moshe. So minyan Torah, the gematria of the word Torah. Vehikshra zeh. The Gemara asks: Va'amru Torah begematria hachi havoi shismeo v'tatzri havoi. Is Torah gematria? Torah is not gematria 613. Torah is gematria 611. V'hoysa hatshuva anoichi v'loyeh mipi hagvura shamun. The answer to that is yes. Torah tzivolonu Moshe. Moshe taught us Torah because Moshe taught us 611 mitzvahs. But the first two of the Aseres Adibros, anoichi and loyeh lecha, were said by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Moshe is taki taught us Torah. But there are another two mitzvahs which were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know Anoichi and Loyeh Lecha was said directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Mefarshim explained, these first two of the Aseres HaDibros are actually written in first person. Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, Loyeh Lecha Elohim Achem Al Ponoi. And then afterwards, the next subsequent Dibros are said in the third person. So Anoichi and Loyeh Lecha was said directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. So that's Torah Tzivolonu Moshe. Moshe taught us 611, plus another two is Anoichi and Loyeh Lecha, so that's where you get your 613. It's interesting to point out that the Rambam generally is not considered, that we don't view the Rambam as a Parshan or a Mefarish. We have the Rishonim who explain, we've got Parshan Mefarshim who explain the, you know, Pshat in the Gemara. If we need a pshat in a Gemara to translate a Gemara, we don't turn to the Rambam. There's very little we have in the Rambam in terms of a perish in a Gemara. And it's very interesting, in this Rambam, I think we see an insight as how the Rambam learnt the Gemara, a pshat, a perish in the Gemara, I think different to how everyone else learns a Gemara. Because the Gemara normally, when we learn the Gemara says, what's the posuk that... from where do we derive that Tariq Mitzvah's name? It says Torah Tzivolonu Moshe. So Gemara says Torah is Gematria 611. Plus Anoich Hashem Lekech Loyilucho is another two. There you have your 613. But the Rambam learnt it as a Kasha and a Teretz. Just interesting. Just as a Pshat in the Gemara. The Hikshu Alzer. The Gemara asked the Kasha. What does it mean Torah Tzivolonu Moshe? But Amr Torah is 611. So stop, we have a pshat, I think different to other mefarshim, as a taich and gemara. It's a kasha and a teretz. But either way, the Rambam quotes this gemara, and he says that you see from this gemara that, he finishes off, k'va hispar lecha, ki anoichi Hashem, michlal, sheish, meoise, shloish, esrei mitzvahs, v'hu tzivui be'emunah, k'moishu bi'arnu. So the Rambam says, proves from this Gemara that Anoichi is one of the Tariq mitzvahs, and it's a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Emunah. So, why is the Rambam seemingly going to lengths and having to start bringing Gemaras to prove that Anoichi is one of the Tariq mitzvahs? Well, okay, as we said, because the simple translation of Anoichi is not necessarily a mitzvah as such. But the truth is, the Rambam brings a Bahag, the Baal Halachas Gedolos, and the Rambam here on Sefer Mitzvahs on the side of the Rambam, and the Bahag argues, and the Bahag says that Anoichi is not one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. That means that although, yes, we've got Aseres HaDibros, but as we'll have to see, there's Aseres HaDibros. Dibros, we could see the spoken word. They're different topics. But if we're looking at Tariag Mitzvah's commandments, so we have to look into the Aseres HaDibros and see actually how many commandments in the Cheshbon of Tariag Mitzvah's are in the Aseres HaDibros. But in the very first one, Anoichi, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Bahag whether this is actually included in the Cheshbon of Tariag Mitzvah's. Is it a mitzvah as such? The Rambam clearly, and that's what the Rambam's going out, that's why the Rambam has to prove this. He has to prove his point from the Gemara Makkos, that you see, it's one of the Tariq Mitzvahs. Anoichi, because we have Torah at 611, plus Anoichi and Loyeh Lecha is your 613. The Rambam's going out of his way to prove it's because the Bahag disagrees, and the Bahag says no. And the way the Ramban explains is that the Anoichi is not a mitzvah. Because mitzvahs are commandments that we have to listen to the commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But before we can listen to the commandments of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to first know that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam, there's someone who's commanding, and someone who we have to listen to. So the Baha'i says this is an introduction, it's a shorish, it's before the Cheshbon HaMitzvahs. The way the Ramban says it, She'ein Ben Yitarin Mitzvahs, he's explaining the Baha'i, Elo Gezeiroisov Yisaleh, that his commandments, his Gezeiros, She'goza Aleinu Lasos, he commands us to do, Oy Monanu, Shaloinase, or he forbade us or stopped us from doing various things. Avul ho'emuna b'tziyoso yisale, the belief in his existence, shehodiyo isono ilenu ba'usis u'moisim uv'gil ashkin ilenu, hu ho'ika v'ho ma'shoyish, that's a shoyish, that's the root of everything, shemimenu nodu ha'mitzvahs. The mitzvahs stem from that. It's only once you've got the Ribbono Shel Olam, then we say, now you've got Ribbono Shel Olam, now you have to listen to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But that's not a mitzvah in its own right. That comes before everything. Lo yimna yimana b'cheshbonu. It's not counted in the cheshbon.
To have in mind about the Ribbono Shel Olam.
Obviously, everybody agrees it's a mitzvah to. One has to believe that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, The question is, there are many things in.
Believing in Hashem is pure belief. Nobody's telling to believe in Hashem. If you believe in Hashem, it's from yourself.
Okay, I'm not going with a chayt mitzvah. That's not the issue here. What discussing is whether it is part of Tareg Mitzvahs. That means there are many things written in the Torah which we have to do, but the question is just in the cheshbon, in the calculation of 613 mitzvahs, is this considered a mitzvah or not? That's all we're talking about. Nobody's arguing whether we have to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam or not. That's not the discussion. The discussion is, but is it part of Tareg Mitzvahs or not? The Rambam says it is, and the Baha'i says it's not, and the Rambam actually brings a mechilta, which supports the mechilta. This is all in Parshas Yisroel, but the mechilta says on the mitzvah lo yelecha lehim achem aponu. So he says lomon ema. Why does it say lo yelechim? Lefishu oimer anoich Hashem alekech. It says moshul. The moshul is lemelech shenichnas lemedina. A melech entered a country. Omru loy avodo. So his avodim said to him, you're coming in, maybe you've taken over, you conquered a new country. Gezeir aleim gezeiros. So now make your decrees and start issuing rules. Omru omru lahem, lav. Keshi yekablu malchusi, exar aleim gezeiros. Once they accept my authority, my sovereignty, then I will make gezeiros on them. She'im malchus ye'enu mekablim, because if they don't accept my malchus, then gezeirosa heit mekamenu. They're not going to fulfill my decrees. Kach oma amokim leYisrael. Onoich Hashem lekecho, and then lo yeh lechol him achir aponoi. Ani hu shekibaltim aleim malchusi b'mitzrayim. Omru, hey, you're the one who accepted my mouth in the Mitzrayim? Yes, you know who I am? Yes. Keshem shekibaltim malchusi, kablu gezeirosa lo yeh lecho. So the Ramban brings this Mechilta, which seems to support the Baha'i, that the mitzvahs begin, the Yilcho is the first mitzvah, in as far as the Aseret HaDibros are concerned. Aloichi is just first, that's the basics. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm the Melech. Now you've got the Melech, accept my mitzvahs. Now, the Rambam brings a raya from the Gemara Makkos, because the Gemara Makkos says clearly that Torah Tziva Alonu Moshe, and Anoichi and Lo Yirecho Mipi HaGvur Shumanum, and that makes up Taryag. So seemingly, it seems clear from the Gemara that Anoichi is one of the Taryag mitzvahs. So the Ramban answers this. I mean, the Ramban is coming to explain the Bahag, and the Ramban says that that's not necessary. The Gemara is not necessarily a proof to the Rambam. All the Gemara is saying is that Anoichi and Lo Yirecho was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. But that doesn't necessarily mean that Anoichi and Lo Yirecho are the two mitzvahs, as far as Tareg Mitzvahs is concerned. The Ramban says that within Lo Yirecho you can have two mitzvahs. Because there's one mitzvah, he says, of Lo Yirecho lehim achirim aponai, and he says, v'lo yisas elecho,
He says that, well, the lo yelacha, and maybe I should get a chumash just to get the lashon. Hey, I've got one here, thank you. You have. Yeah, lo yelacha lehem achem aponai, and lo yisase lecha pesel, and then lo yisishtach velohem velo yisavdeh. And the Ramban learns that these are two different things. That lo yelacha velo yisase lecha means, maybe it's all the same thing, not to have and believe in another god. And then there's another mitzvah of serving other gods, lo yisishtach velo yisavdeh. But in fact, he says, that in lo yelacha, we've got two lavim. Lo yelacha, although it says four expressions of lo, but the Ramban learns, or the Bahag will learn, there are two lavim in the dibur of lo yelacha. There's one lav of having and believing and making another god for yourself, and there's a lav of serving other gods, lo yisishtachle ve lo yisavdeh. So therefore, says the Ramban, the Bahag can hold that, yes, the Gemara is saying, on noiki in lo yelacha, was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the Gemara doesn't mean to prove from there, the Gemara doesn't mean to say, therefore, on noiki is one of the Tariq mitzvahs. It just means, because on noiki in lo yelacha was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so within on noiki in lo yelacha, we have another two mitzvahs. But what are those two mitzvahs? Not on noiki and lo yelacha, but lo yelacha itself, the dibur of lo yelacha contains two mitzvahs.
According to the Rambam, what's the actual mitzvah on noiki?
Anoichi is to believe that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of Emunah, he says.
Mitzvah Emunah,
even though
there's no...
Yeah, exactly what we said. Correct, that's exactly the point. That means, although Anoichi, if you'd simply translate it, is just a statement. Yeah. But that's exactly the point that the Mepharshim say. It's to believe that in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
According to that Pshat in Ramban, then the answer to the Gemara's Kasha, but there are 611, should have been that Lo Yilacho is two. Not to mention on Noichi at all. The Gemara should have answered.
No, because the Gemara has explained the pasuk Torah Tzivalon and Moshe.
Yes.
So Gemara is saying, the Gemara has to explain that Moshe, in the contrast, what Moshe told us, as opposed to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us. So Torah Tzivalon and Moshe. And Hashem said the other two.
But the other two are Noyiyah.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Not
it doesn't matter. The
Gemara says Noyiyah.
Yeah, the Gemara is just saying that the Pasuk says Torah Tzivalon and Moshe, because Moshe told the 611. And we have Noyiyah, which were another two Dibras, which were said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it says Torah Tzivalon and Moshe, because Noyiyah and Noyiyah were said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then within that, we'll find another two. They did, of course they did. Not directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the Rashi says, and there are different opinions. Rashi says that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu said them all in one go, which is impossible to hear. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu started going through them individually, one by one, and after Lo Yilcha, it was too much for Klal Yisrael to take, so then Moshe Rabbeinu finished off the rest.
Well, you've got the English blind faith with the two, the first two, blind faith. Yeah? Melosh and Sagi, no.
Rabbi Siegel,
yes.
Somebody, I thought it was the Rambam, says that actually that there's three in the second. So
one second.
And two at the end, so he's got 14 altogether.
One second, right. So let's take it further. That's how the Ramban answers the Bahag, and then he turns it round and asks the Kasha on the Rambam. Because in fact, the Rambam, in Lo Yelacha, the Rambam actually says in his Sefer Mitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Loisa, he's got four Loisases. There's Lo Yelacha, Loisase Lecha, Loisishtachave, and Loisavdim. So the Rambam, the second of the Aseres Adibros, the Rambam actually enumerates four separate lavim. So the Ramban goes back and the Rambam says, Faked, it's a shver on you. If you're trying to prove from the Gemara Makkos that because on Noichi Noyelacha was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we have another two, on the contrary, according to you, Rambam, we should have five, it should say, not Torah Tzivalon Moshe, Tarach. 608 was said by Moshe, and five was said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he turns it around on the Rambam. That's what he says.
Why should it be different to Lo Yilcha?
No, but the Rambam says that lo yeh lecha, the Rambam says, is to have avodah zarah. Lo sase is to make an avodah zarah. Lo sishtach ve lo sovde, the Rambam says, there's two separate lavim. One is, there's a generic way of serving avodah zarah. There's generic avodas, which is bowing down, shechting, and things. And then there's lo sovde, which is, each avodah zarah has its own unique way of serving. Yeah, one avodah zarah they served cornflakes, and the other one was cocoa pops. Yes. And if you do cocoa pops to the cornflakes, and cornflakes to the cocoa pops,
you know,
there's some you threw stones to, and think each one that those were individual specific ways of serving. That's the Ramsey Lois Solomon. But they're four separate lavim in the minyan mitzvahs. Yeah.
If you start analyzing every
loy
and every one of the asers liberals,
yes.
If you come to Shabbos, you got Shomos and Mashabbos the kosher, and those said.
Correct. Correct. Rabbi says clearly, Zokas Yom HaShabbos the Kodesh is a mitzvah saseh, and Lois Sase Kol Melachos is a mitzvah Lois Sase. So that's why, that's exactly the point that I'm saying. When we speak about Aseres HaDibros, we translate it as 10 commandments. It's wrong. It's not 10 commandments, because as far as commandments and mitzvahs in the Torah, in fact, we'll see in the Rambam, is, as you said, 14 mitzvahs. In the Cheshbon of Tariag mitzvahs, there are 14. So there is, it's Aseres HaDibros. They're Dibros, they're spoken word or topics, but they incorporate more than 10 mitzvahs in the Torah. But I want to tell you a fascinating thing to a bit of a yeshuv to the Rambam. This kash of the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, really there's five mitzvahs which were said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara says, Torah Tziva Lanu, and then you've got two by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a sefer called the Yad David. The Yad David was written, just before I go on to that, just one thing as well. If you look at the Marsha in Makkos, at the end, there's a very long Marsha, but the Marsha says that all mitzvahs are said in the Torah stem from Anochi, or included in Anochi, encapsulated in Anochi, should you say? And all mitzvahs lo sase are encapsulated in lo yeh lecha. So the Mashal seems to be following the opinion of the Rambam that Anochi is one of them, is a mitzvah in the Torah, is one of the Torah mitzvahs. But anyway, there's a sefer called the Yad David. The Yad David, his name was Reb David Zintzheim, who lived in the early 1800s, the end of 1700s. He was in France. He was a massive gaon. He wrote on the whole of Shas, I think, and tremendous bekiyus. And you see the Chasam Sofer, the Noda Bihuda, write about him in very glowing terms. And in fact, in the time of Napoleon, tried to set up and convene a Sanhedrin. He wanted to say, he thought through that, basically they would be his puppets, and that way it would be a way of passing certain laws which will be sort of passed by the Sanhedrin, laws which will accommodate or appeal to him, or things which he wanted, and that way it was a way forward of assimilating the Jews. And this Sanhedrin was comprised of various Rabbonim, and some various laymen, and perhaps some reform, and so on, or those inclined that way. And this Reb David Zintzheim, who was a Rav in Strasbourg, he was chosen to be the Rosh HaSanhedrin. And he had this position, and he was an emissar gone, and he did all he could to try and jeopardize and thwart Napoleon's plans. In the meantime, there was the Napoleon had reports that from the war in Russia. And he went off to Russia, and Baruch Hashem, this Sanhedrin, you know, was disbanded. You forgot all about it. So the Yad David at the end of Makkos says is a fascinating thing. He says like this. He brings the Rambam. So he says, in order to forever the Rambam, he says that when the Gemara says in Makkos, you know, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, he says this is not the source, or as if to say this is the only source for Torah mitzvahs. He brings from Ramban and others that there's an accepted Masorah or tradition that we have Torah mitzvahs. And he says that the Rav Hamnuna in the Gemara Makkos, he based it on this pasuk Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. He says, but the Rambam can argue, the Rambam doesn't have to follow, he may have other Gemaras or other sources, and he doesn't have to follow this source. It's not a conclusive or a pshat which everyone agrees with. He says others argue in the Rambam, no, I don't hold this asmachta. And he says, in the truth, chamisha shomano mipi agvur, taka from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we heard five. But then he goes on to say an amazing thing. He says that he wants to bring a certain support to the Rambam. That we know, the Gemara says, Chazal tell us, that in tzitzis, Be'eskata was called mitzvahs Hashem, tariag mitzvahs are merumas in the tzitzis. So he says, why? As we know, tzitzis is gematria 600. Tzitz is spelt with two yuds, although actually in the Torah it's only spelt with one yud, but nonetheless, tzitz is gematria 600. Plus you've got eight chutim, eight strings, plus five ksharim, five knots, is 613. So he says, what's the significance of broken up with the five ksharim? So he says, because, as you said, according, the Rambam says that, there were, according to the Rambam, there are 608 mitzvahs which were given by Moshe Rabbeinu. And five were given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says the five are the mitzvahs, which he says, which are the mitzvahs about Emunah b'Mitzvosei, Avodah Zarah. So these are the mitzvahs which are all about building our kesher and our bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, in fact, the way the tzitzis, the remez of the tzitzis is in such a way that we have the five kashorim is like the Rambam, because there are five separate mitzvahs all to do with developing and creating and believing and this connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not to serve Avodah Zarah, and that's why we have the five kashorim. So it's incredible that, you know, we do things and we have Ramazim, but how he brings it as a support for the Rambam.
The same five.
Yeah. That's the five. It would be beautiful, if we would say that the Tariag mitzvahs, or the Aseres Adibas rather, are 13 mitzvahs, and that's why it's broken up, the 600, plus another 13, but 8 and 5. But the shame is, as we said, the Rambam says Shabbos is two mitzvahs, is Zohar and Lo Yilchos is two separate mitzvahs, so therefore we have... then we have 14. Okay, but not, either way, but still, that's what he says. That's at least you have the five ksharim. Maybe just to finish off with one nakuda, the samak, sefer mitzvahs katan from Rabbi Yitzchok Mikubil, one of the Baalei Tosfos. He says briefly. He says that we know there's the Gemara says one of the questions one's asked when Achamir Ve'esrim is tzipisol Yeshua. Did you hope? Did you yearn? Did you hope for the Yeshua? He says, where's this mitzvah in the Torah? And he says, this mitzvah is incorporated in Onoich Hashem Elokecha. Within the mitzvah of Onoich Hashem Elokecha, which says to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, we have an emunah and belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as he took us out of Mitzrayim, he will take us, he'll be with us and take us out of the subsequent golus and ultimately our golus. In the Haftorah Shabbos Chazon, we finish with the famous pasuk Tziyon b'mishpat tipodeh b'shoveho b'tzdoka. There's a beautiful Rosh. The Rosh says, when it says in the Torah, that Avraham Avinu says, v'hem in b'ashem v'yachsheveho loy tzdoka. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham trusted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham he's going to have children, b'moeda, so on, but he promised him he's going to have children, he's going to have Eretz Yisrael. V'hem in b'ashem. And he trusted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yachshaveh on lo tzdoka, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered that for him as a tzdoka. Says the Rosh, that what we see from this pasuk, that the emunah of Bashem is considered a tzdoka. That means the emunah which Avraham Avinu had in HaKadosh Baruch Hu says v'yachshaveh on lo tzdoka, he considered that as a tzdoka on Avraham Avinu's part. Says the Rosh, when we say tzion b'mishpat tipodeh v'shaveh b'tzdoka, in what schus are going to be zoich to the gula b'tzdoka? The tzdoka, this tzedaka, which is v'hem in b'ashem, that means b'schus le'emunah, which we have in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is referred to as Tzedakah, Vehemin Bashem Ayachshaveh Lo Tzedakah. So he said, Siyum B'mishpat Tipodeh Vehemin B'Tzedakah. Just like in Mitzrayim, the four-fifths who weren't Zoichot to come to Mitzrayim because they didn't believe, they didn't have Emunah that they were going to be taken out. The Sforam say that only those who have Emunah in the Geula and Moshiach will be Zoichot to the Geula. And therefore, we should be Zoichot to fulfill this Vetzipis of Yeshua, which is in the mitzvah of Anoich Hashem Lekecho, mitzvah or dibur of Anoich Hashem Lekecho, and b'schus, the emunah that Kodesh Baruch Hu should consider it as a tzedakah, which should be zeicha taka tzatzim b'mishpat tipadeh b'shoveh b'tzedakah.